to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. How are you guys doing tonight? Thank you for letting me be in your living room this evening. It is an honor and a pleasure. Before we get started, let me roll over to the chat room real quick. See who we got in the chat room. Right now, I have myself, DJ Goblin, Craig Connor Jones, Nature Boy, and three anonymous users. Y'all need to make yourself be known. Don't be hiding out like that. Make yourself be known. You guys can go ahead and call into the show. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Follow along. Email site, twcas999@gmail.com. Alright guys, it's been raining, it's been going crazy down here the past few hours, but I think everything is finally tipped out, and we are ready to go. You guys can call in, talk about the things going on in professional wrestling, as well as everything that's going on in regular sports. Fantasy football season is about to hit. We're going to be doing a fantasy special in a few weeks, so be sure you tune in for that. Got a lot going on here, Rant EM Radio. You guys can call in, 706-993-4606. Let me take call line number one. Greg Jones, how you doing, man?
Oh, where to start?
Everything going all right with you, man?
Oh, yeah. Today, my car broke down, but I made up for it when I passed the yard sale. And I picked up a huge GameCube bundle for $25.
Can't beat that, man.
Oh no, I got four controllers, the cords and everything, it works, it came with games, I mean shit, it's awesome.
Wow, cool, cool, yeah, Nature Boy, sorry about that, dude. Yeah, the storm left me, but you got it now, I'm sorry, dude. That storm was real. Alright, so let me ask you, I'm quite sure you've heard about the Brock Lesnar situation.
Mm-hmm.
Possible anti-doping violations. What do you think about that?
He better be suspended, because that'd be horseshit if he's not.
Do you think WWE should suspend him as well?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm. Not so much as MMA, but more WWE should suspend him.
Either or should.
Mm.
Mostly with WWE, because he signed with WWE.
Right.
Yeah. That UFC thing was just like a little deal they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, this is the weirdest logic. We'll suspend our top guy, but we won't suspend our attractions when we have a couple.
Right.
It's like, you don't see him for a few months anyway. What's the difference?
Right.
Right. So, I don't know. I find that kind of just stupid of him. This is like, you're in a top spot. But then again, listening to interviews with Brock Lesnar, his favorite answer to every question: I don't give a shit. That's seriously like, there's like these two questions. One of them was, how does this UFC? Trying to think, how does this UFC fight affect your wrestling?
Mm.
And his answer was, I don't give a shit. And then he asked, what do you think of Stephen McMahon's comments?
Mm.
On your UFC fight. But I don't give a shit. That's Brock Lesnar. He doesn't give a shit. He's there for the money, which in turn I would not like, but his thing, his theory is, if I'm going to make money, I got to earn it. Mm. So I'm going to work my ass off. Mm. So that's why I kind of give him a pass on that, because I can't stand wrestlers who are just in it for money.
Right, exactly.
So, but like Lesnar is able to get a pass because of his theory. It was like, well, shit, if they're going to be paying me all this money, I better work my ass off and not be a slouch.
Right. Real quick, we're going to go ahead and start this very quickly. Go ahead and take care of it right now. We're going to do our Lucha Underground segment. I have my boy Dustin on the line. Lucha Underground correspondent Dustin. Dustin, how you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, hanging in there. I'm doing great. How you guys doing tonight? Yeah, I see Nature Boy caught the rain that we had to deal with today. So,
yeah. All right, man. What you got for us in Lucha this week, man?
Ooh, buddy, Dario Cuello did not disappoint this week. So, Will, I think I already sent you a video of one of the matches that went on tonight. Mm-hmm. The match that went on last Wednesday. But, yeah, the night kicked off with the 7-way Gift of the Gods match, which was interesting this year. It was actually elimination style, which I'd never done before. And, of course, it kicked off. All 6 luchadors were already in the ring. And then Nightclaw comes down. And, of course, the one thing I like about Lucha Underground, some of the backstage stuff, when it comes to the actual temple, they'll make it seem as if nobody has a clue what's going on. So basically, Matt Stryker and Vampiro have never heard of this kid or never seen him before. But he places his medallion into the championship, and things get rolling. And first of all, I can tell you right now, Nightclaw had an excellent showing. Eliminated Sinestro, De La Muerte, and Daga all by himself.
Mm.
Because, you know, matches like that, it's rare you see a guy eliminate 2 people back-to-back. But then, of course, everything finally came back and bit him, and Killshot took him out. And then, to run by kind of quick, Killshot gets eliminated by Marty the Moth. Now, this was a really symbolic point in the match, because anybody who remembers Ultima Lucha from last year remembers Marty kidnapping Sexy Star, and then she going through this whole thing she's gone through all season long. Comes down to the final 3, it's Sexy, Mariposa, and Marty the Moth. And of course, they go to doing what they do best, and that's just beating the daylights out of Sexy Star. But in all cases like this in elimination matches, it came back to bite them. Because Marty tries to throw this nasty right hand while Mariposa is holding him. And so he throws the hand. Sexy ducks, and Mariposa gets caught and gets knocked unconscious. Sexy Star throws him out of the ring and eliminates Mariposa. Now, Will, you are... I think, Will, you and Greg, I think you guys are pretty good when it comes to match psychology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can always tell a point when a wrestler realizes how much things have changed. The second Mariposa got eliminated, Sexy sat up, and you could see a gleam in her eye. And that was the moment you realized all the fear was gone, all the doubt and everything. Sexy signals to Mari to get into the ring, scampers over to the center of the temple, and they just start to go at it. And Sexy Star fans, you guys already know, we've been wanting this for a long time. At a point in the match, Sexy Star gets Marty in a cross arm breaker, submits him, and becomes the new Gift of the Gods champion.
Damn.
And the first ever female at that, because there's been 5 of them. All of them been guys before her. And then, of course, we go up to the death match. The match I sent you, Will, it's the Man of a 1,000 Deaths himself, Mil Muertes, versus the Hunter, King Cuerno. Now, this match was interesting because, Will, you remember watching it. The match was about 15 minutes long. It felt like it went on longer than that. And it was so interesting because 90% of the match, Mill was on the offense.
Right.
Cuerno really didn't get to do much. And I think it's the fact of Cuerno's hunter mentality came back to bite him, because people who don't know, this match came about from after Mill losing the Graver Consequences match to Matanza. Cuerno takes the casket and hangs it up like a trophy. And of course, there's certain things you don't do, and that when one of them, ladies and gentlemen, is taunt death. So he makes this match, and there were so many violent spots. And one thing that was really noted was that Cuerno took a lot of shots to the head in this match, which, by the way, he sold amazing. But at one point in the match, four tables are set up outside of the ring. Three just regularly, and then one set up by a wall. Cuerno did the one thing you do not do. And ladies and gentlemen, that is put his hands on Katrina. He grabbed Katrina by the front of her shirt and tried to jerk her up, I guess, to intimidate her or something.
Mm-hmm.
So turns around, here comes Mill flying from the other side of the temple, runs up the steel steps and spears him through the first table, and then he proceeds to powerbomb him back to back to back through all three other tables. And of course, if Cuerno's night wasn't bad enough, Katrina retrieves a crowbar from under the ring. Cuerno's already back in the ring, he's managed to stand up. But he's completely out of it. And when I talk about out of it, I'm talking about Vince McMahon at Unforgiven before Triple H cracked him over the head with that sledgehammer, out of it.
Damn.
Mill goes up to the top rope with this crowbar, comes from behind and bashes Cuerno in the back of the head with it. And then finishes him off with a tombstone pile driver and picks up for the win. So it's safe to say part two was extremely violent. But that was not the biggest part of the entire night. So, Matt Stryker and Vampiro, they're going through everything that's going to go down next week. But there was a point when Stryker brought up the Zero Miedo, or the Zero Fear match that Pentagon Jr. was in last year against Vampiro. And he asked, because everybody knows at the conclusion of the match, Vampiro revealed himself to be Pentagon's master. And he's kind of strayed away from that for the most part all season long. He decides to ask him what's going on, and Vampiro has a moment where you can tell what's about to happen. He picks up a trash can that I guess is just set under the announcer table, places it on the table, and proceeds to pour all of the medication that he had around the trash can. And all he says is, "You call me master? Well, it's time to see up to get my student ready." So basically, what it's looking like is Matanza will not get the same Pentagon that he destroyed the last time. Because everybody knows at the end of the day, Pentagon has a violent streak in the temple. He's broken 10 luchadors' arms that I know of, including Chavo Guerrero's, who we haven't seen since. But from what it's looking like, it's going to be a really interesting main event next week.
Now, next week is the last week. Am I correct?
What it's looking to get next week actually is the 2-hour season finale. It's an hour extra than a regular episode of Ultima of Lucha Underground this week.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know if you're able to play it. There was a video I just sent you recently. It's kind of a message that Dario Cuello himself had for Pentagon Jr. and the rest of the temple.
How long is it?
Like 2 minutes.
We might get to it before we get out of here tonight. But I appreciate that breakdown, man.
It's going to be really crazy. I mean, there's so many big matches still left. There's still the Prince versus the King. There's still the two other title matches. So if it keeps at this consistent pace, part three is going to be absolutely off the walls.
Now, I got to ask you this. From what I understand, before we go back to the week in wrestling, from what I understand, you've been challenged by a certain Rant EM personality. Do you care to elaborate more on that?
Oh, man, somehow I knew you were going to drag me into this one. But it's okay, I'll indulge you. So, basically, everybody knows we came on Freaks and Effing Geek last Tuesday, and we decided we wanted to have some fun. Because that's what we do here. We have fun. We take shots at each other. We poke fun. So, right before, or I think it was right after, I decided I wanted to plug, I decided I wanted to mess with Rage a little bit. Just because, I mean, I'm one of the family, so I might as well. Everybody else does it. Rage picks on us every now and then. And a little birdie by the name of Tony C told me, and I know Tony's listening, by the way. Holla at your brother. Call in if you get the chance, man. But, actually, Lee as well. But Tony tells me that apparently Rage told Lee he wants to get in the cage with me. Here's the issue. I don't know if maybe Rage missed it. Everybody knows. I don't do it anymore. I at the end of the day, I decided my physical health was a lot more worth the glory than anything else. Because at the end of the day, I've said it a million times, if it wasn't for the fact that I got hurt, if it wasn't for the fact that my knee and my neck gave me so many issues, I'd be still doing it to this day. But yeah, Rage basically wanted to get in the octagon with me. Here's the problem with that. I've done this 8 years. I just stopped last year. I don't think Rage has ever been in a cage before. That's not a smart idea.
Wait a minute, Faker. Let me do this real quick, Dustin, and then I'll get right back to you. If you don't know who this is by that theme, where y'all been? Big Tone, how you doing, man?
Reach from the sky, boys. What's up?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, D? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, everything's lovely. I know, obviously, you heard my little talk of how crazy Lucha Underground was this week.
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it on Twitter. They were showing it because Quartz will get up there showing his ass again.
Now, let me go on back.
Actually, guys, think about it. Will, to come right back to it for a split second, there's one huge thing I missed.
What?
Now, Tone, you know this. You know Lucha has been known sometimes to get a little bit dark. And one of the key storylines is any of us who are familiar with a group known as the Crew, well, everybody knows Bale got killed off last year. But then it gets revealed at the start of this season, Cortez Castro and Joey Ryan are basically informants for the police. Because apparently, Dario Cueto's been a bad boy. And, Mr. Cisco finds out. And basically, we flash forward to this episode. Mr. Cisco basically he's had a wire, and he is told to go into Dario's office and find out what he knows. He goes into the office after everything's said and done, and he's visibly nervous. And the worst part about it was Dario Cueto is the worst person to be nervous around because Dario sees it, and he says, he literally looks Bale right in the eyes and he goes, "Are you wearing a wire?" And Cueto says, no, I'm not wearing a wire. He says, "Unbutton your shirt." Of course, Mr. Cisco, he's not going to tell him no. He unfortunately has to unbutton his shirt. And the worst part about it, Dario sits back for a second and says, "What do they want me for? Murder?" And he goes, "No." So then you guys notice that red bull he always keeps on his office that he guards like a child, right?
Yeah.
He picks up the bull and he goes, "Well, now they can." He proceeds to kill Mr. Cisco with this bull. And then he picks the phone up and all he says to whoever picks up is, "It's time." So something big is going to happen next week. And I'm not sure what it is, but it's going to be crazy.
Now, Dusty, real quick, let's get back to the little throwdown challenge real quick. Let's go ahead and finish that. Because I want to hear more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Okay, so basically, Big Tone's favorite person in the world, Rage, decided he wanted to text. I guess he'd been chatting with Lee, saying about how he wanted to get in an octagon with me.
Mm-mm.
And Tony, what's so funny about it is Tony C relayed this info to me yesterday. So the whole time, here's the thing about it. As much as I would love to do what I had so much fun doing for 8 years, and that was showing guys who had never been in there before, it's not the place they want to be, I physically can't do it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, believe me, if it was up to me, I'd still be fighting to this day. I only fought for 8 years, but unfortunately, pre-existing injuries that I had going into it prevented it from going longer than I have. I mean, I have my right knee that I've had 2 surgeries on. I have a surgically repaired neck, and I've had, God, I don't even know how many concussions.
No, so you have to break the serial.
Yeah, the sad part about it is I can still bend my knees, though.
Your order was prepped, baked, and checked. Now it's time for delivery.
Is that what?
Go ahead, man. My bad. I was trying to get to something. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just like, who else would you call this? But, yeah, it's one of those things where, first of all, even if I could, you don't call out a guy who's been doing this for 8 years when you haven't even done one fight. Because, first of all, I mean, nothing against Rage, but at the end of the day, the training that it takes to get ready for it, it would break him long before he got into that cage with me. Because anybody who, and anybody who's a listener, who's a fighter before, you know, when you first start training, your body is not prepared to go through what you have to go through. Because at the end of the day, your coaches will push you to the brink and beyond. I can't tell you how many times before my first fight I just wanted to quit, you know?
So let me ask you this. I did a little homework on you. So you're 13-time Virginia MMA champion, or UFC champion, am I correct?
The old company that used to go in South Carolina, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't take that challenge with Rage?
It's not even that I wouldn't want to. It's just physically I can't.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, because the thing about it is the issues with my knee. I think the last time when I found out I had to hang my gloves up, I remember the exact words that my doctor said. He said literally all it would take is for me to take one bad step. Well, actually, now that I think about it, a case, Will, I don't know if you remember the fight between John Jones and Chael Sonnen.
I do.
Yeah.
Remember that one. Jones dominated that fight. Chael did 0-0, but Jones still managed to break his toe.
Right.
So literally, it's a case where one of the things I used to love to do was if it was a bigger guy, like I can tell you right now, Rage has quite the size advantage on me. And that's not even like me, that's not even like a fat joke, that's just a fact.
Right.
It's one of those things where, because I already know the first thing I'd probably do is pull like Randy Couture did against James Toney and go for the takedown.
Remember that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny. You see how easy it was to do it. He didn't even take him down at the hips. He took him down at the shins. But literally, the doctor was even saying it's one of those things where if it was taken down or if it was on the ground game, all it would take was one mistake and my knee is done.
Mm.
It's one of those things where that's what I might do. I'm still in the process of trying to get myself back into shape. If my knee can deal with it, oh, I'm always down to give somebody the same lesson that Phil Brooks is going to get. But
we talking about Mr. CM Punk. We talking about Mr. CM Punk who can't even win a practice fight.
I mean, what I'm saying, when you lost 15 out of 16, and the thing that a lot of people don't understand, in those practice fights, those guys aren't even half-assing it. They're quarter-assing it.
Yeah.
But the one thing about it is, and the big difference between me and CM Punk, because let's say all these injuries that should have killed him, he really suffered, right? And now he's going into the UFC. The difference between me and Phil Brooks, I believe in something called self-preservation. In other words, I'm not going to bust my body up even more than it already is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because like I said, I've had a few concussions. I have a slight case of memory loss because of it. There's certain things I will forget. I've had issues with my neck before. I've had issues with my knee. Those are a lot of things where it don't take much for something to go wrong.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, the one thing about it was, it takes a long time to train and get ready if you've never been in a fight before. Me, all I got to make sure is my knee doesn't go out.
Well,
and that's only like maybe a few months to train.
Well, man, I appreciate you being candid, honest about the situation. Appreciate that.
Believe me, if I could, because I can tell you right now, that would be the highest rated event in Rant EM history. If I could, I would. But the gain outweighs the loss there.
I appreciate you being honest about that, man. Appreciate you being candid on that, man. Appreciate it.
Oh. Anyways, Ray's, no, I'm just picking on him. Lee's done worse. So, he ain't challenged Lee to a fight yet, so I ain't got to worry about that.
Well, we're going to need you to hang on, because we're going to have you plug later, so we're going to see if you can plug better than Rage, okay?
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I've been working on it a little bit, so...
You've been practicing, okay.
I've been practicing some, so let me see if I can get it right.
Let's see if you can do better than a certain Freaks and Geeks hoax on Tuesday night, see if you can do better. All right, let's move on to the rest of the week in wrestling. Let me go to my co-host, Big Tone. Big Tone, how you been doing, man?
Everything was lovely, my brothers. Everything was lovely.
We got you. We got Dustin. We got Craig. Hey, Craig, you still with us? He might be gone. Okay. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, I just have my mic on mute because I don't really have much to add to the conversation.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm gonna get you back in right now, man. I asked you about Brock earlier, Greg. I'm gonna ask Big Tone. Big Tone, what do you think about the situation with Brock?
Yeah,
this is some bullshit. They say from what I understand, it's not. I guess it's from his asthma thing that they say he took, and it came back fucked up. How are you going? It took a month for that to come back. And it's an inhaler. And if you have an inhaler, that goes through your body, that's out within a couple hours. How did it come up on a test a month later?
Because from what I understand, the MMA testing takes a little bit longer.
Something's rotten.
Say that again? Who said that?
Hello?
Greg.
Greg. I'm here.
Okay.
I hear you, Greg. Go ahead and say that again.
Say what? What?
I thought you said something, Greg. My bad.
Hello? I said something's rotten in Denmark.
No.
he's got a point because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
If they say it's an inhaler, and my daughter, and my nephew has asthma, and once they hit that puff, it knocks out the congestion and it's gone out of your system.
Mm.
Now, how is it going to pop up on a PED test? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Because you're not testing for it in that setting. You're testing for PEDs.
Exactly. Mm. So if it came up, it's one big deal. But why are they saying it's PEDs?
I
don't think Brock has ever done no shit like that. Brock is just a monster himself. That's just it.
Brock
is a freaking beast. Like,
now, Craig was saying he should be suspended. Greg, and I understand where you're coming from, Greg, on that fact. If you're going to suspend Roman Reigns, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What do you think about it?
But, no, you can't. But, because he was in the UFC, not in the WWE. Two different things. He wasn't working for the WWE at that moment.
Mm.
If it comes back, that's true.
What's your response to that, Greg?
But if that's true. But if they would have tested him before that, they would have found it.
With that stuff in his system. But one shot, they don't test their attractions at all, which is horse shit, but...
But yeah, you're right. They would test it before...
I mean, you're supposed to be serious with your...
I think it's touchy-feely because Roman Reigns is an everyday competitor. Brock isn't.
That's my point. And that's also, my point. This was a one-off. At that particular time, he was not working for the WWE. He wasn't working for the E. He was working for UFC. Even though he is under contract with the E. At that particular moment, they signed off on it.
That's what I say. Also, at the same time, the UFC is a lot more strict with their drug testing. With everything that happened last year, they're way more strict than WWE is.
WWE did release a statement on this. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. WWE statement on Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar has not performed for WWE since WrestleMania and is not scheduled to return until 8/21 of this year. It is possible that he can be suspended and not make it for SummerSlam. If WWE suspends him before the 21st, that's 30 days out, so that will kill your main event. Or one of the events, rather. Wait a minute. Let me get Surf on the line real quick.
No, so if he goes, if they do it now, he should be back in time for SummerSlam.
If they do it now, but if they wait.
No, he wouldn't. You're right.
But if they wait.
If they do it now. They do, like you said, if you do it before the 21st, he could do it. If they do it after, no, he wouldn't. You're right.
He'd be gone.
That's right.
Surf, how you doing, man?
Yeah, they're doing with Reigns, where, like, he's.
Right. And Dr. Doom brought up a good point. They fired Billy Gunn for PED use.
No, they fired Billy Gunn for his big ass mouth. That's what they fired Billy Gunn for. It was his big ass mouth talking shit.
No, it was Billy Gunn kept it a secret.
He didn't let it be known.
He kept it a secret, though, so like I could see why that would result in a firing.
Surfer, how you doing, man?
Why do you keep asking me every week, man?
What am I supposed
to? You never know, Surfer. One day your knees might be bad, one day they might be good.
I wonder how you doing.
Things change over 7 days, Surfer.
You just asked me that last week.
And? This one is what? We want to know how the brother's going. What's wrong with that? You should be glad we asked you.
Everywhere I go, people say the same things to me. How you doing? What you been up to?
Like, okay, well, what's wrong with that? Greetings and salutations.
This is America. We get asked.
Every year, somebody's having a birthday. Like, you just had a birthday last year. Now you have a birthday again this year. I don't understand life.
Oh, God, this is so good.
Yeah.
God, this is so forgetful. Let it go.
Shepard, would you prefer that or hello, fuckface?
That's a good one.
I ain't never fucked nobody in the face, so I couldn't tell you.
You know what? I could go somewhere with that, but I'm gonna leave that alone.
Don't do it, Big Tone. Don't do it.
I'm not gonna lay with that one, but I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Let it alone, Big Tone. Let it be. Let me get Surfer's opinion, because Surfer's not a big Brock fan anyway. Surfer,
yeah,
what do you
want to talk about that big Brock fan?
Caught with the dope?
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing. But I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the WWE take action.
Mm-hmm.
And give him the standard 30 days suspension starting now. He's back by SummerSlam.
Exactly. There you go. I mean, if you got to get it out of the way, get it out of the way. Mandate that shit.
I'm just saying.
But the thing is, how could they do it if he wasn't doing the WWE ring at the time? How could he do it?
Because he signed under contract.
Under contract. With the WWE.
I understand that. At that particular moment, he was under contract with the UFC.
Tone, you got a job. You're not supposed to smoke weed. Then you get tested outside of your job, and they find weed in your system. Well, your job, you can't tell your job, well, you guys didn't test me, so you can't do anything about that.
Why would I get tested outside the job?
You would take
Okay, here's a good example. Rey Mysterio a few years ago.
You went to a doctor, they ran your blood. They found it in your blood.
Okay.
So your job can get you for you having
the question. Yes, but the question is, why would they be testing me off the job? Unless there was an accident, or somebody on my bus got hurt, then yes.
That depends.
But if I'm not even working for them at the particular moment, and I don't smoke anyway, so it's no big deal. If something was to come up in my system like that, they couldn't do shit to me. They couldn't prove that I was doing all the job.
Rey Mysterio, when he was hurt, he was caught with something in his system. He was suspended for 60 days, and we haven't seen Rey Mysterio for like almost a year by that point. So everyone was like, well, what does it even matter? But that tells you they're still mandating their health, their no drug policy.
Yeah, I understand that. I got that. What the thing is, well, my point is this. If the E didn't catch him, and they drug test just like this, like Dee was saying, UFC does it more strenuous than the E does. If the E didn't catch him and UFC caught him, how could the E say anything about it? And they didn't catch him.
The pressure's going to be on them.
That's their employee.
Right.
Yeah, he's on the contract with them. And if it's in his contract that he's not supposed to do these drugs of any kind, if he caught outside the place, they're supposed to take action.
And I think the biggest thing that we're forgetting about this situation with Brock, more so than WWE, we're forgetting about the Nevada Athletic Commission.
Yeah, that's who the UFC gets tested under.
Right, that's who we're forgetting about. And another thing that gets forgotten too, a lot of other state commissions recognize suspensions by other commissions. So let's say SummerSlam rolls around, Brock's suspended by Nevada. New York may recognize it and suspend it and recognize the suspension as well.
That's true. Because New York and Vegas, they won and won. So yeah, you got a point with that one.
Stephen A. Smith has something to say about the whole situation.
Again. Stay off the weed.
There you go.
And you can't stay off the weed. He ain't getting busted for using weed.
Stays off the weed.
You couldn't stay off the weed. Stay off the damn weed. And they don't listen. Stupid. Sit there and stay on the weed. What's next? I don't know. Codeine, weed, alcohol. What's next? What's next?
There you go.
Screaming at
it. It's that simple. Stay off it. Don't touch it.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate your opinion on that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Actually, Will, have you noticed who's in the chat room?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Nobody. I know I ain't doing as good as Lee.
Lee, I know you're listening. Please call in and just do it.
I ain't doing as good as Lee. But
nobody
can
touch Lee. That's the best part about it.
Nobody. Yeah.
Oh my God! I swear to God, Lee needs to run a church. It would be amazing.
The troubles I've seen.
What's so bad? I could see Surfer just walking down the street. What's that little bag on a stick they always have? And him just singing a song, just swaying back and forth.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Nobody's known the trouble I've seen.
Now, let's get back to wrestling for a second. That is so interesting. Is this what I think it is? Call in 803. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hey, this is Nature Boy. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Nature Boy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing
all right. Nature Boy in the house. What's going on, man?
First thing first, thanks for the rain. Thunder and lightning, and we appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It was terrible, man. It was terrible.
Horrible.
But we got through it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's been bad all week. But I just wanted to add something about this Brock Lesnar thing real quick, and I'll let you guys go.
Sure, go ahead, man.
First thing, if he gets caught, he's not getting that hate like Roman Reigns did. He's not getting his hate. Roman Reigns got all this hate, and Brock Lesnar is there like they're tweaking it under their world. And second thing is, if he doesn't get suspended, do they job him out to Randy Orton?
Oh, that was the plan in the first place.
Yeah.
That was the plan in the first place.
You think they would let Randy Orton come back and beat him with this
Wilson? I thought that was going to happen. If he lost,
no, they were. No, they were going to job him out. They were going to job him out in the first place because it depends on who wins the title match at Battleground after SummerSlam going into the Rumble. That's Brock's next victory. But right now, yeah, they got him jobbing out to Randy for coming back.
Oh yeah, and if you guys haven't seen, nobody said A for effort.
But he won the UFC fight. That'd be stupid to have someone who won a legit fight lose a wrestling match.
That's true.
This is the king of. We're talking about the king of swords here. Come on now.
That's true. So
now,
true.
Come on now. Have you guys heard the rumored drug Roman Reigns got popped for?
No.
I heard word on the street from other podcasts I've been listening to. That he got caught with like a banned fat burner.
Oh my god!
I know.
Wait a minute! Hold up! Time out! Wait! He got caught with a dietary supplement that. Oh hell no!
You could have got.
Okay, I tell this to my friend Donald, and he's the biggest Roman Reigns fan. And when I told him that, he flipped shit over Roman Reigns because he's like. How much of a dumbass is he? And, like, he goes, look, I'm fat. Look at him. He's a Greek god. You don't know either of us. And you ask, who's on the fat burner? They point to me, not him. He's a Greek god. I'm a fat pig. Greek god, fat pig.
You know what, though? That's messed up that you
Roman
just...
Roman Reigns needs a fat burner like I need a Twinkie at 12 in the morning.
You know what, though? It kills me. It kills me. He's losing money and not being on TV for something he probably bought from GNC.
Yep.
Something that he didn't even need.
Probably. I mean, even if you did have a gut, no one's going to see it. He's wearing a damn vest.
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Unless he's self-conscious about it, which every now and then I can be self-conscious about my gut, but...
It is what it is.
I love someone goes, my friend Don goes, look, if I was a wrestler, I wouldn't be pissed. You motherfucker, you're the top guy, and you just... You potentially screwed us. No, I'd be like, you dumbass, you got suspended for what's possibly the most stupidest drug you could ever be suspended for.
I didn't realize that counted as a drug. That's the worst part about it.
And Don brings up, what's funny is one of their products that they advertised was Stackers, which was a fat burner.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. That stuff that was in it that made the metabolism go faster.
Yeah,
that's the best. That shit went off.
Y'all do know Roman can get a little soft around the belly. That's why he wears that flap jacket.
Which again, whatever. I mean, we're not going to see it. Why does he
next?
I mean, look at Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens has a long gut. Like
the motherfucker that need the fat burner ain't taking it.
Especially because he's athletic, and he's so athletic to where you would think he needs it, but he don't.
That is all
just collateral right there with Owens. I'm convinced it's not even real fat. I'm convinced he just wears like one of those little beer belly thingamajiggies.
Real quick, let me. He's got something he want to say, so I'm gonna let the man say it. Java Junkie, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, we'll just go with Java. Mark Detroit for now.
What is up,
my brothers?
Shut up, man.
All right, let me cut through a couple topics here. This or real quick here. This is just my input. First off, as far as like the other state athletic commissions and all that shit, you got to keep in mind is that from what I've been told, mind you, this could be totally wrong, is that not all of the states recognize the need to license wrestlers. Some do, some a lot don't.
Right.
So it could just be a kayfabe point. You know what I mean? Well, I hate to kind of hate to break the whatever, if I'm right, but there's that to consider. Now here's the thing too. Honestly, I don't give a flying fuck, pardon my French, or my English either, if they're juicing up to the gills, because I'll tell you why. One, they're just screwing themselves up. Brock is my age. Okay, we're both about 39, almost 40.
Mm-hmm.
If he's been juicing up that long, then homeboy in another 6 years is going to be in the fucking ground right next to Chris Benoit.
Oh.
Okay. Now, hopefully he doesn't take Sable. Hopefully he doesn't take Sable and the kids with him. I'm just saying. I hope he doesn't. I'm just not trying to be nasty about it, but it's the same damn point.
Right.
Now, okay, here's some more damn for you. All right. Now, it could very well be the inhaler for the asthma, because you know that shit's got steroids in it.
It does.
Ask any asthmatic. Now, here's the thing too. How sensitive is USADA's testing? Because that's who busted it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the contractor that Nevada uses.
Right.
Okay. If you listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, he talks about USADA every other time with any kind of fighter of any kind. Okay, whether it's kickboxing or whatever the case may be. All right. Now, if you look at it this way, you can go back and look at an age progression series of photographs of Brock Lesnar. Okay, from when he wrestled in, say, junior high school, where he already looked like a beefcake, mind you. Not Brutus, thank God. But, you know, you can see that there's a natural progression. You can see it in his traps, in his chest, all this other. Now, I will say this. I wrestled in high school. I saw some freaks, dude, and I'm talking heavyweights.
Mm.
Our guy from my school, he looked like freaking Razor Ramon if he was tanned and Jewish. Okay? Homeboy was 6'4". He had to drop weight to wrestle heavyweight, which the max was 275.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
Okay? I was 110 pounds lighter than him. He threw me around like a rag doll. Okay? And that's when he wasn't trying to. All right. Now, there's all sorts of people out there that you can do all sorts of this, that, and whatever to your bodies. Okay, look at Alistair Overeem, for example, when he was juiced to the gills on the Mexican vitamins. Okay. So I can see you get a big, massive dude, you know, that has the size and whatever of Brock. But also keep in mind, too, okay, one of the side effects of taking steroids and other types of PEDs is that it does break down your body. You're more prone to injury. Okay. How many injuries is how many? Oh, that too. I will never know that problem. hey! I can refer you to my girlfriend. Okay, trust me. No, I'm just kidding. In all seriousness. Where was I? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. How many injuries has Brock had? Okay, what was his worst thing that he had was the tummy owie.
Right.
Diverticulitis.
Daniel tummy owie, man.
Hey, don't talk to me like that again, okay?
Tummy owie.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I couldn't think of it. Come on now. Hey, I'm just a good
Tummy owie.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I'm an underbuilt white boy. Deal with it, okay? Anyway. Dude, I gotta gain weight. Brock's gotta lose weight. F him, dude. Seriously. Anyway, but getting back to the whole subject at hand with Lesnar is that, you know, and getting back to the, or I'm sorry, not getting back to, but going back to the whole thing about Billy Gunn. Here's the thing, and I said this in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Gunn has almost no financial value to the promotion.
This is true.
He never really has. Okay. What he was, how can I put this? Solid wrestler, good condition. He was actually fairly decent on the mic, but he was the Ron Harper to Michael Jordan on the Bulls. Okay? Solid everyday player. Okay? He could do his thing, but he's not a draw for the Bulls. That was always Scotty and Michael. Okay?
Right.
Same basic deal. Now, I will say this, is that if I was, you know, Kip Sop's age, and I had to keep looking like that, or just to be able to function, or I'm that vain, and I have that kind of body, damn straight I'm going to take PEDs. Sylvester Stallone did it. Okay? You think the Screen Actors Guild is taking his shit away? Hell no. They probably saw the movies and figured, we're not even going to bother taking him down any more notches. He's already done that to himself. But...
Well, Congress never went after Hollywood for steroids.
Yeah, movies are kind of different than sports.
Yeah.
Well, wait. This is sports entertainment, guys.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's a marriage between the two. Now, of course, none of them really check for steroids or really care anyway, unless you make a complete ass out of yourself. But, anyway, you know, the whole thing with Roman, okay, someone else said this. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention who, so I'm not going to, out of respect for you guys, but he's fucking Samoan, dude. Okay? He's fucking Samoan.
Who told you that, Tony C?
No. This was mentioned on another podcast.
Okay.
That's not even on the Rant Network, okay?
Okay.
So that's why I didn't want to ruffle any feathers.
Right.
Anyhow... Well, not tonight, at least. No, but anyway, back to the point I was making. His frickin' brother was a 700-pound dude that had thighs that looked like fucking New Hampshire. No, the state of California if it got bloated. Okay?
Thunder thighs.
No, he wasn't thunder thighs, homie. He was fucking thunderstorm thighs. Okay. You see that? You see the sky?
Damn, Java.
You see the sky when the freaking tornado hits and it looks all nasty? It's like blacker than sin. You know those blackheads people get when they don't clean themselves correctly in certain sensitive areas?
Right.
He probably had the Appalachians running up and down his butt, dude. Seriously.
Java.
How does she test?
Anyway, so Rikishi, huge. Samu, huge. The Alpha and Sika, need I say more? You know, so it's like, yeah, I can understand if homeboy's got a fat burner, but here's the thing, too. He's already in shape, so what he's probably trying to do is he's trying to burn off a little bit more fat, get a little bit more cut, you know. But the worst thing that they've ever done to that poor guy, okay, the worst thing they ever did to that dude was put him into the spotlight. Okay, before he developed on his own. He's one of those guys that they should have left alone like Daniel Bryan. Okay? See where he goes. Let him do it himself. Then kind of fine-tweak it just a little bit. Just a little bit. Sit him down with Dusty Rhodes. God bless you. You know, let him tweak it a little bit and see where he goes from there. And then start fiddling with him. Okay? Now... That's the worst thing that's ever happened to him. And they did the same thing with Dean. I'm sorry.
To cut you off. They may not have put any of those guys in the spotlight if Daniel Bryan hadn't got hurt.
Well, they were going to do it anyway. You know what their attitude was for Daniel Bryan.
Okay? Yeah, but they would have rolled him out first before they...
Right.
No, because here's the thing. Remember when he choked out dipshit with his tie? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
See,
okay, what he should have done was he should have, you know, ripped his you-know-whats off, hand him to Josh Matthews so he could at least talk with a little bit of bass in his voice.
Oh,
anyhow.
Jesus.
Oh, you should hear him on TNA now. He talks like he has to take a shit. Welcome
to
TNA!
You know, this is how he talks.
Oh my god, guys, it's a suplex! Oh my god, where's the bathroom at? Oh god, I gotta pinch this one. I got a turtle head coming.
You know, Java, man, come on, man.
He sounds like Mickey Mouse with a cold. Okay, come on now.
Don't you ever bring the mouse on the show?
Don't ever bring the mouse up on the show.
That's one thing you don't do. Don't bring the mouse up on the show.
No.
I'd ask for Steve, but we'd be here for hours.
We will bring up
Goldberg before we bring up the.
I got so much.
Hey!
DLC.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys bring up Goldberg, I'm bringing up Uncle Ole Anderson, and I'm bringing my boy Tony C onto the show.
Oh, no, 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 no,
basically, there's a list of people who cannot be brought up on this show.
No, and definitely Uncle Ole will not be brought up on this show. No.
Hey.
No, no, you bring up Uncle Ole on Tuesday, not tonight.
Hey, now hold on now. Why you gotta hate on the albino brother?
Oh, damn, there we go.
Java man, I got some stuff I need. Java man, I got some more stuff I need to get to, man. But it was a pleasure to have you on, dude.
You know, I had to because there's that whole thing about Uncle Ole from the original version of the throwbacks. You know, I had to. I'm sorry, I had to fit that in somewhere, and I try not to bother Phil and Scott or, you know, back then Phil and Dave too much. But I had to bother you guys, though, so that tells you where you rank. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah.
But, anyhow, I don't want to hold you guys up any further. I don't want to keep you guys from getting to all the topics you want to get to, but I really appreciate you letting me call in and throw in a couple cents there, here and there. I had to inflame the show once again. I think I did that a couple weeks ago.
Java, thank you for calling in, man.
Hey, thanks for letting me call in and helping me get through, guys. I really appreciate it. I'm just going to go back to listening in the chat room.
You're welcome, man. Have a good one, man. Yep, all right.
Bye.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I told you. Set up. I told you.
He needs a podcast if he doesn't already have one.
We need to get Java podcast.
Oh.
I can't deal with Java joking.
Kind of wish he stayed on.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, next.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
I have to save everything for next week if he stayed on, because he would have never stopped.
Let's move, yeah. But let's move on. Finn Balor and Nia Jax, Eva Marie and Ty Dillinger didn't show up for the recent NXT tapings. You think all four of those guys are being called up?
Yep. I think Finn's coming.
Three probably somewhere having marriage issues. We ain't got to worry about her. But the rest of them, yeah, I can see it. No, don't talk about Eva Marie, the one having marriage issues, because, you know, like, every time she...
Oh, the redheaded stepchild. Oh, okay,
It's not like every time she's on, she's like arguing with Dad or with Jonathan or something of that sort and shit and...
Yeah, there was always something going on with the redheaded stepchild, so yeah, she just needs to figure out where the hell she at.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you one person I've been wondering when she's going to come up, and that's Bayley.
Yes.
They're going to keep her down there for a while.
I think they're going to keep her down there because of the fact she's the only face of the NXT women down there.
That's true. I can tell you right now, though, leave it to Bayley to have a finisher that involves her hugging somebody.
No. Hey, someone suggests this. If Bayley turns heel, her finisher should be a bear hug.
No, they wouldn't. Where would she fit in? They don't even use half the women that's on the roster now.
Whatever she gets drafted to.
I'm going to tell you, sir, for where she could fit in. Bayley comes up. You guys realize what that means. That means all four of the four horsewomen are on the main roster. So you could fit her in a feud with Charlotte.
Quickly.
Because she's the only one that Charlotte hasn't battled on the main roster yet.
Yeah, but
yes, she had. No, they fought when Sean was in NXT.
I'm talking about on the main roster because she's already gone to war with Becky and Sasha.
And Sasha about to whip that ass, but go next.
Okay.
I think that Sasha, according to the dirt sheets, Sasha's poised to win at SummerSlam. To win the women's championship.
It'd be about time. When you think about it, it would be kind of interesting because when Sasha won the NXT women's title, she beat Charlotte to do it.
That's true.
So it would be kind of fitting.
it'd be ironic. She got it. She beat her for the NXT title, and she's going to beat her for the women's title on the big stage.
Be interested, man. It'd be interesting to see. Because I want to know, if Sasha wins it, are we just going to get a feud between her and Charlotte back and forth until the end of the year? Or are we going to put somebody else in that spot? Maybe Nia Jax?
Maybe. And I have a feeling for something's telling me that Mrs. John Cena is supposed to be popping her funky ass back in there sometime soon.
Yeah, she has been working on making a comeback. So I don't think she's going to be full-time, though, from what I might have heard somewhere.
Yeah, she might be more part-time than anything else, but we'll see.
I know she's definitely getting a new shirt, because part of her neck issues came from that rack attack.
Yeah.
She had the same surgery the troll did, so it's all good.
Yep.
I wanted to say this earlier about the sports commission.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, the WWE used to have to have, they used to be rights to all the sports commission. They had to have somebody at ringside. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why they went to sports entertainment, because they didn't want to deal with that anymore.
Right. I remember that, too, now that you mentioned it. I remember that from back in the day. This is what, back in the 80s?
Oh, my God. See. Well, not to cut you off, but see, now I got to cut Java. Because Java's showing up talking about some fuck the four horsewoman. See, now I got to go and cut him.
Whoa!
Now I got to cut him. I got to take a flight to Detroit,
Java,
and I got to cut him.
Java, calm down, man. Calm down.
Stop fighting. We'll get brother started.
I know. So
the wrong way about the wrong.
Calm down, Java. It's okay,
you saying the wrong thing about the wrong section.
It's okay, now.
Anything that has to do with the horsemen and the horsewomen, don't do that. You'll get lynched up again.
Jesus, no.
Just calm down, Java. It's all right, man. It's going to be okay. Just calm down.
Okay, next.
All right. I have a question. Is AJ Styles on track to dethrone John Cena?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
I can too, more and more now.
Because, I mean, yes. The one thing about it is, at the end of the day, John Cena's been the man. But he's been the man for 10 years. There's a point when, at this point, what does Cena have to gain anymore? AJ has so much more to gain here.
Yeah, but he worked for the other team. Yeah, don't forget that.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, but at the end of the day, nobody's caring about the other team. I mean,
Vince?
I mean, I look at it like this. TJ Perkins used to work for the other team, and now he's in probably one of the most highest expected events of the year. So, and then at the end of the day, if working for the other team really mattered, they wouldn't have let him pin Cena even if it wasn't clean.
That's true, because like we said last week, how petty Vince is. Yeah, he would do some shit like that.
Very petty.
If it really mattered.
Very petty.
Yeah, he's that petty.
Now
you see how they get to them. You see after Invasion how they get the WCW guys.
Yep.
What do they do to Booker? What do they do to Booker?
Yep.
Exactly, and I mean AJ has gotten much better treatment than any of those guys when they first got here.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If he wanted to be that petty, he could have buried Carl Anderson. He could have buried the Bullet Club completely. He could have put him on the bottom, made him turn into the Ascension Part 2.
He brought them in to make money off of him.
He did.
Doesn't mean he's going to allow this man to topple his number one guy.
I mean, not right now, obviously, because AJ just got here. But I mean,
but that's going to be left to somebody that is homegrown.
Who's older?
It wouldn't make a difference. Everybody is a couple of twice.
At the end of the day, there's a lot of guys who are here now that are getting to that top level. They're not homegrown. Guys like Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Cesaro, those guys aren't WWE creations.
Exactly. But the thing is, back to what I was saying about Cena. Cena's beaten everybody on the roster except for Taker, and I think he did beat Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I'm not sure.
So he's the only one.
only person he has not beat is Taker. That's it. Everybody else, he's beaten. So why wouldn't it be somebody that's not in the family to be throning? And he's cool with it. That's why him and AJ are going in now, because if you watch it, he's setting it up. So when he gets ready to go, he's going to pass the torch to AJ, let AJ run over.
And when is
just like the Rock, just like the Rock and Stone Cold did for him, like the Rock did for him, he's going to do the same thing for AJ.
When do you think he's going to walk away?
32.
Well, what do you mean, 33? It's 32. Oh, yeah,
my bad. Yeah.
So you say,
okay, truth. Okay, truth.
You say this is his last year. You saying this is his last year?
Possible. The way he acted on the ESPYs Wednesday night. Yeah, I think so. Because they would want it.
Probably his last year full time, maybe.
Yeah, there's already in the books that he's not wrestling the full-time schedule.
There you go.
Because there's other commitments.
The one thing I look at it, like Tone said, he's beaten all the homegrown guys. So at this point, a homegrown guy taking his spot isn't convincing, because he's beaten the homegrown so many times.
Exactly.
But at this point, with AJ, who the rivalry is still... I mean, even guys like Kevin Owens, He and Owens have really got into it since that feud. So there's still room for so many other guys to come in here and take that spot.
You've got Joe, you've got Finn, you've got AJ, you've got Kevin Owens. If you really wanted to do it in doing right, Bobby Roode's coming up.
Yeah.
Forgot about Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
So there's so many down there that can do it. You just got to figure out which one. And I think if they bring him up to AJ and them would have a ball. Because, you know, I don't think they ever wrestled in TNA, AJ and Bobby Roode. I don't think they ever went at it.
Yeah, no, they went at it a few times. It wasn't like a lengthy feud. It wasn't like something like... It would be amazing if it happened, if they ever brought Christopher Daniels in. It wouldn't be something like that.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Actually, not to cut everybody off, best case scenario, a few years from now, we get AJ, Joe, and Daniel all the main roster. Because everybody knows what that means. That means we get the Unbreakable three-way all over again.
Yep. So that was nice.
And anybody who old TNA fans know, when those three get in the ring together, they do stuff they don't usually do.
That's magic.
Yeah.
That's magic.
Basically, that was TNA's version of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. You put them together, it never gets old.
I got a couple of rumors here I want to go over before we move on. Whatever happens with... What the heck? Oh. Whatever happens with Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton may be working with AJ Styles as his first big feud back.
Ooh. That would be good for AJ. Because he doesn't have to work with the very top, but he does get to work with a guy who's been there a while, who's been a top guy for a while.
That would be good. But the thing is, no. But the thing is, why would they cut off what happened between him and Seth? Because that would be before he got injured, that him and Seth were going to go at it. You know they were coming to a head. Why are they going to kill it now?
You talking about Orton and Seth Rollins, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would good they kill? Well, we know good and well Seth ain't forgot about getting caught from that curb stomp into that RKO, which never gets
caught. Yeah.
Which I'm
you
sorry,
know that
I, watched,
was
I watched it like seven times today. It never gets old because the timing.
That was one of the best workouts. It was just perfect.
And especially because that was at a time where I was always thinking, I think he's ran out of ways to do it. And then I see that and I'm like, well, I guess not.
There's a few other things here I wanted to go over. Even before news broke that Brock Lesnar failed a drug test leading up to UFC 200, neither he nor Paul Heyman were scheduled for the WWE draft show. Speaking of the draft, WWE is apparently going to be filming scenes for a potential documentary that will air as a special on the network. Also, according to the draft, some major names may have been juggled in recent weeks in regard to the WWE draft. We'll see what happens there. Dave Meltzer also noted from the Observer, the plan after the WWE brand split is to have Raw stars appearing on Superstars and SmackDown stars appearing on a main event. I got a question. Does anybody watch Superstars on the main event?
No. You can't watch main event unless you got Hulu.
Doesn't Double A, because he always hypes it up on Rant.
He does, but I really don't watch.
See, the thing about it is Double A doesn't like it as much because John Cena refuses to wrestle on Superstars because he thinks he's that good. So,
See, my issue with it is, it's like Superstars and main event is like a hyped up house show, even more so than Raw.
That's what it is. But another rumor is we know who the GM is for SmackDown.
I didn't hear this.
The Garden Gnome is supposed to be the general manager for SmackDown.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
I will say one thing, that pop will be amazing if it is true.
Are you talking about Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Garden Gnome.
Travelocity Tron.
Why you have a problem with the general?
Travelocity Troll.
Not the Travelocity Troll.
I've come to enforce the guarantee. You know, I ain't never been. Man, come on, you know I ain't never been a fan of Daniel Bryan, man.
That's a shame.
The crazy thing is, why would they make, if he's broke dick as much as he is, why would they even make him the general manager?
Right.
Now, probably.
Him calling the Cruiserweight champ, the Cruiserweight tournament, that's cool. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's talking about. But why would they make him the fucking GM of SmackDown?
Because they probably feel bad and they want to use him. Mm-hmm. That he's willing to be used.
Right. Right. He's willing to be used.
It would be kind of dumb to do it. But you could build up, because the course is this whole thing between Seth and Shane.
Right.
Everybody knows how many issues Daniel and Stephanie have had. So you could kind of build something on it, but it would be kind of stupid because it's already kind of tired, though.
The only worst news I need to hear is that you're making Santana Garrett general manager of Raw.
If that happens, I'm blowing up the WWE. I'm blowing up the headquarters.
I heard Santana Garrett some NXT stuff recently.
Yeah, she's in NXT. Yeah, she's down there. I can't stand her, man. Oh my.
So you don't want her t-shirt with the Joker?
Heck no. Heck no. I can't stand her.
Vented hatred.
She needs to get fucked with Nicole Bass stick too.
Christ. Oh my god.
I can't stand her, man. She comes up with that stupid headband. Man, get a mean streak. Start using some ground and pound. Stop all these little Kelly type flips.
That's who she reminds me of, Kelly.
Okay, see, now I hate her. See what y'all do?
She's capable. She's capable of it. I've seen a few matches. From her like that on the indie scene, I've only seen like two or three. She's capable of it, but for the most part, man, I can't stand her. According to the Observer, there have been talks between Cody Rhodes and ROH.
Yeah, I could see that.
Me too.
I mean, he's going on PWG Bola. So.
Yeah, but there's also a rumor out there's a cease and desist from the E telling him not to use Cody Rhodes' last name.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
And
That's one of the things where it doesn't make sense because it's like that name, the Rhodes name, was going beyond WWE.
Right, exactly.
Dusty wasn't always there, so it's just like it makes no sense to try to tell him he can't use his own last name.
Exactly. His last name is Reynolds.
It's a trademark for when they bought WCW, they got all the trademarks, Sting, to Magnum TA, all of them.
But even
those are like gimmick names.
But isn't his last
name?
Yeah,
but you got a point. The Rhodes last name is his by birthright. So yeah,
like I said, Dusty was using it in NWA, in Memphis, everywhere he was long before the WWE. So they really can't really say they have any right to it.
Isn't his legal last name Reynolds?
Yeah, there's so many unofficial wrestling books. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see what they can get you for.
Right.
If you watch Saturday Night, you'll see Virgil Runnels. That's the executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
You can seriously call it Virgil Runnels, the unauthorized book on Dusty Rhodes or something like that.
TNA may have to change the date for Bound for Glory due to a conflict with WWE running the show on the same day. One more thing about Brock, he could be fined at least $1.25 million for the doping violations through USADA.
And he can
also be suspended from MMA for 2 years. But that's neither here nor there, because I don't think he's going back.
Right, he's talked about going for a title run, mm-hmm. but it's just like, that's just not smart.
At his age.
So now, if Al Silverman gets that belt back, he wants a piece of his ass. So yeah, he wants
a rematch with Kane. I think he wants that rematch with Alistair. I know Shane Carwin talked about coming out of retirement for that rematch. It's just like, there's so many people that want to fight him. But the only thing that bothers me is most of them are people he's already beaten.
Right.
So I'm just like, why?
Right.
Yeah, but he didn't beat Kane. Beat him. He didn't beat Kane.
Yeah. Kane and Alistair were the two that beat him.
Yep. Stu Bennett, formerly known as Wade Barrett, has been cast for Evolutionary Films' feature film, Vengeance. He has been cast in the lead role of John Gold. Good for you.
Is he
I'm hoping he don't get hurt on the set of the movie.
That's
Big Show challenges Shaq at Mania 33 at the ESPYs. Really?
But tell you what, like I said when I posted on the rant, at least now we got the waste of time match out of the way for Mania. Now we can concentrate on the rest of that action.
You guys didn't know that was coming? I mean, they've been trying to do that since WrestleMania 28.
Yeah, they've been trying to get it together. Yeah.
So it's like, just let them get it out of the way, let it get out of the system, like, humor them, you can go take a piss, take a shit, do what you gotta do.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, that's all there is, just like.
WWE 2K17 NXT Edition has been announced. You can get the enhancement pack to play as Apollo Crews, Nia Jax, and Shinsuke Nakamura. You also get an 8-inch figure of Demon Finn Balor, an 8-inch figure Balor statue, a piece of the actual ring from NXT TakeOver London with a trading card and a portrait of Shinsuke Nakamura, which is signed by him.
I'll download that along with my boy Goldberg.
Yeah. No Goldberg.
See, I'm gonna tell you where you fucked up. You said your boy Goldberg.
No.
I just watched his match with Kurt Hennig the other day.
You need that bullshit having ass motherfucker.
You need it.
Don't mention that damn bastard thing around me. You know I said.
If you're gonna mention them, at least mention the fact that he kicked Bret Hart in the head. That's why Bret's better than there now.
Okay, Brent is in the news tonight. Brent got mad at Triple H because he has a higher rating than Brent in WWE 2K17.
Hold on.
Let me see if I can get Scott real quick. Hold on. Oh man, I missed him. Scott, call back in.
Scott coming.
Yeah, I turned away from my computer for a second. I look up at Scott again, and it's Scott. Scott called back in. It's just crazy, man, because I think Brett was really like an 88, 89 from my rumor, and like rumor that I saw, and Triple H was like at a 95. Triple H is more current than you are. It makes perfect sense for him to be rated higher.
You fucking dude. You're
killing me, man.
I'm here, Mom. I'm here.
What's up, Scott?
Scott, what's happening?
How you doing, Brother Scott?
Chilling, man.
Brother Nero. Brother Nero. Brother Scott is in the house. What did you guys think about Monday Night Raw, particularly Bray Wyatt in the New Day?
Well,
that shit was funny.
I swear to God, maybe I was the only one, but I swear when they were beating them up in that compound, the first thing I thought of when all the lights came on, I immediately thought of Walking Dead last season. Like, yep. I swear to God, I'm watching that and I heard the Savior whistles in the background. I'm like, yes.
That's basically what it was. Is this the future of wrestling where they're going to wrestle off-site on compounds now?
Now, the thing that got me was how big those Wyatts are.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Dude, I didn't realize Strowman was really that big.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
Strowman is a stud big.
Yeah.
He's huge.
I swear to God, what do you feed somebody to get them that big?
Lard biscuits and gravy.
Strowman looks like he walks through the woods picking fights when black bears are fine. It's scary.
But man, I agree with dude. I wouldn't have went to no cult compound for no reason. I mean,
you don't see how dangerous Bray Wyatt can be to us,
right? I mean, and the worst part about it was, a lot of people, I know I've seen a lot of people criticize the fact that he just sat there. You gotta think he knew all of them were there. You can't tell me he didn't know every one of those guys, no sheet mask, were just waiting and just watching.
But the thing is, you gotta look at it this way. It looked like he was gonna become one of those, where by the fear he had in his eyes, it looked like he was gonna become one of them.
Mm-hmm.
At point.
Yeah.
It really looked like he was gonna have to wait.
After going to the compound, we don't know if he's going to fully switch over or what. But they're teasing.
Yep. I have a question.
Sure.
Did we see Sister Abigail on that?
Yes, you did. You saw Santana Garrett under that sheet. And she needs to stay under the doggone sheet.
Oh, she's going to be Sister Abigail?
She's rumored to be her. Yeah.
Well, she fought in NXT. She's back in NXT.
She needs to stay under that sheet. Nobody won't see her.
I mean, it's only a rumor so far, so who knows who it's going to be.
But you know what?
They've already said if they decide to pull the trigger, it will be that dumb bitch.
You know what? It wasn't like
Nicholas Garrett.
It wasn't the dude that got beat down in a squash. They fought back hard.
Yeah, but the end surfer, them bulls were lucky to get out alive, man.
They made it look believable.
They made it look believable, boy. And why it's a huge.
And you also got to think, the one thing with Xavier Woods that you guys mentioned, how it's probably going to wind up him joining, we haven't seen any of them since that happened.
And you got to remember, too, the why is in at full force.
Oh, yeah, there's still one left.
There's still one short.
Harper has the master of the world's largest suicide dive is not here yet.
You know what the thing that kills me with WWE? They're so busy trying to relive the Shield, they don't see that the Wyatts could be wrecking shop together. But yeah, they're so busy with the Shield, they don't see it.
And especially when you look at, I think it's one of the things, it's one of the few times I've actually enjoyed something that JBL said. It was either JBL or Cole. They mentioned how whatever it is about why it makes Harper, Rowan, and Brom and Strowman believe in him in a case where they don't ever doubt him for a second. It's not that there's never been that dysfunction there's been with other teams.
Right. Well,
so it's one of those things, that's the most dangerous kind of a case. I mean, yeah, when they broke up, Rowan wanted to do his own thing. But when they've been together, there's never been, like, issues. There's never been, like, dysfunction.
Right.
They've always been a unit. And that's the most dangerous kind of a thing to have.
They can wreck shop, but WWE doesn't see them as that.
Oh, those guys could terrorize that roster.
Bray Wyatt and Rebe Scott got into a Twitter war. Bray says, love me or hate me, I am the single most creative thing this industry has seen. Consistently imitated, but there is only one me.
Hashtag I am the way.
Least we forget, without Bray Wyatt, perhaps no one would have been hashtag broken in the first place. Go ahead and lie and say it isn't true. And that's hashtag I am the way.
All I'm saying is Remy need to be worried about getting that boss plastic surgery fixed. That's all I'm saying.
She don't need to be charged for the beat of no one. Is she as bad as Ricky Steamboat's wife when she was with
him? No. Yeah, she's worse.
Yeah, she's worse than that.
Because now she has a platform to go out and do it on.
Right.
Oh, so that time's worse than that.
And make it so bad.
And you know what, Will? Actually, not to cut you off, I think we gotta address it. Rage, what you doing, man? Stop trying to get Brittany on the show. We don't need that horrible chip on this. No, stop it.
Remy is so stuck up, it'd be beneath her. To her, it'd be beneath her.
Man, but I will say this, and I can't believe I'm saying this, between the final deletion and what we saw Monday night, I think the final deletion was better.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You know, what it is, that whole thing with the Wyatt, I think even Double A said, there was too much editing and effects there. If they would have just let him go and just had it kind of look like just regular, it would have been perfectly fine. I think what it was, the final deletion wasn't as over the top, despite the fireworks and the baby's candle and all that kind of shit. Like,
but also, they had weeks to plan the final deletion.
That's true. That's true.
With the Wyatts, they threw it together.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that...
And there was no Senor Benjamin.
Yeah, Wyatts can't afford him.
There was nobody running up with a stun gun. That's all they needed was a stun gun.
I've never been a fan of Rebe Scott. I've never been a fan of Matt Hardy. Fat ass baby Stephen Hardy.
I'm gonna tell you when I started to hate Rebe Scott. You guys remember, I think it was after EC3 beat Matt for the title.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt and Remy were walking to the back, and Remy turned around and looked at Ethan like he wasn't supposed to try to win that match. That was the moment I started to hate him, because it's just like, why are you mad at him because your man can't get the job done?
I didn't like her because I'm running her mouth saying she was the best woman wrestler on the planet.
Yeah, I remember she said that, yeah.
Does she even wrestle? What?
She used to.
Well,
you gotta, just having a baby and all, so I know it's a year old, but still.
I feel so sorry for that damn kid.
Remember that story of Austin Kong throwing her out of the locker room?
Yeah.
And his uncle's a super bass head. Isn't that a bitch?
Surfer had me rolling the other night. The Surfer said, as soon as that baby can walk, he running.
That child will run for Child Protective Services as soon as he can.
That was hilarious.
You gotta give Jeff one thing. At least Jeff has enough common sense not to have his children on or have his child or his wife on TV every damn week.
Man,
he can get over by him.
Man, is the baby getting a check?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I just want to know, is the baby getting a check?
Right.
The baby been on TV for how many times?
A while.
The baby been on TV for 6 months.
The baby.
Watch the baby turn heel on Matt Hardy.
He's gonna hit Matt over the head with that premium Jolly phone.
He's gonna hit him with a dilapidated boat.
He's gonna hit him with a xylophone, and that's it.
An exquisite xylophone.
There you go. That's what he said. Thank you, Scott. That's what he said.
He'll take that hammer thing that's with the xylophone and nail him right in the nuts.
What did you say? The exquisite xylophone. Man.
Yes. No, I'm telling you right now, guys, we need to book it right now. Bound for Glory. Matt Hardy versus Maxwell.
Book it.
TDK.
Poor. Phil had me running when he said that. Go play with your brother, Tony McCain.
Fuck it.
My
Lord.
What did you guys think about John Cena at the ESPYs? I thought it was stupid.
Very much.
I didn't. I couldn't even bring myself to watch it. I was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with it. I'm not doing it.
Just open your mind.
Open your mind. No, that shit was garbage.
See, I didn't even want to say that because it's John Cena. It was funny.
I'm saying it was garbage. Okay, he was saying something dumb as shit that you could imagine. That shit was garbage.
What did he say was dumb?
Everything.
Don't say everything.
Everything that came out of his mouth.
What? No. You're only saying that because you don't like the man, John Cena.
I thought some of that stuff was just dumb. I mean, who hasn't made fun of Roger? Who hasn't made fun of Roger Goodell? You know, I mean,
first of all, you think he wrote his own his own monologue?
Oh, that shit was written for him.
Of course, that's why I said it was dumb.
It wasn't dumb.
And the way okay, so never mind. I forgot.
You forgot. He is.
No. See,
he is.
Don't sit here and act like I'm some mark for John Cena. I'm more fair about what I'm looking at. And I don't care if he wins or lose.
Y'all
have this derangement. Y'all can't help yourselves. Anything he does, y'all want to turn against it. Because there's something gnawing in your soul. Y'all can't stand this man because he's taking away what you think should be wrestling.
Surfer, have you ever called John Cena out on anything? Like anything bad he's done?
So what you're saying, Surfer, is you're mad.
Look, we can all agree that John Cena's opening monologue was not as bad as the fucking Big Show calling out Shaq.
Oh, God, that is so true. That is so true.
Boyd.
Let's do this now. Okay, we can do it now. Okay, we'll do it later. Okay. I love you, brother. I love you, too, man. We're going to eat dinner. You got to feed me, though.
You got a loss at WrestleMania?
You got to feed me, though.
All I'm saying is, like, I can't take a match seriously when it's one guy who turns from face to heel 8 times a year and another guy who can't make a free throw.
Listen,
the Big Show's best year at WrestleMania. The Big Show's best year at WrestleMania was the year he was at the WWE restaurant asking for hamburgers.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you're right about that, Surfer. Can't even lie about that.
Which one was it?
Say it again now.
Which one was that? Was that, what, 24? 23 or 24? No.
No, he was asking for chicken wings.
That was 19.
Yeah. So instead of being at WrestleMania participating, he's at the restaurant asking for chicken wings.
Yeah, man.
At 19, it was that handicap match against Taker when he and A-Train teamed.
Okay, then which one are you talking about, Surfer?
I'm trying to figure out which one he's talking about. I'm like, what the
year he was at the WWE restaurant instead of at WrestleMania.
Is that 18?
I think it was 18.
Does it really make a difference?
Nah.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
So you also got to consider the year he won. Didn't he win the Intercontinental title 1 year?
No, Cody Rhodes won it off of him.
Yep.
No, Big Show won it from Cody off 28.
He didn't hold it long, though.
No, yeah, he lost it.
Hold
it long.
No, he didn't hold it long. But he often did that 3 weeks later, didn't he?
Yeah, like he put his. I think like he tripped or something, and his foot went through a table, and he looked like he had the biggest oh shit face.
Yeah, he was on the ring apron, and like Cody Rhodes drop kicked him, but he just put his foot on the table to kind of like brace himself, and his foot went through, and they called it.
How ironic Shaquille O'Neal is wrestling soon. How ironic Shaquille O'Neal is wrestling soon. And just the other day, I picked up a copy of Shaq Fu for the Sega Genesis.
Oh, God. But you know what, though? At the time, it sold.
Yeah, it's $3. It was $3. I had to get it.
At the time, it sold.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
If a game's that shitty and someone's offering like a few dollars, I'll get it. I got E.T. for the Atari for $2.
Damn.
Dude, you paid $3 too much for that. You could have went to Mexico and New Mexico and dug that shit up for free.
I'm saying, who went to that desert and dug that up?
You know what I saw the other day? I went to St. Charles just to look around. I saw TNA Impact for the Game Boy.
What?
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh.
Speaking of Game Boy and video games, how about that mini Nintendo?
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Oh, my God.
The one for the phone?
No. The one that's coming out November 11th for $60.
It's got the wrong...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Okay, yeah.
It's got the wrong Tecmo Bowl on it, though.
It's not the Bo Jackson one?
Nope. No. It's Super Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, as long look, the only team...
And they got Contra, too. They have Tecmo Bowl, Super Tecmo Bowl, and Contra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as long as you can go with the Lions and you have Barry Sanders and Herman Moore, you're all good.
Yeah. I love Herman Moore back in the day. I loved him back in the day.
Yeah, that was the other team that could friggin' kick ass in that game.
Yeah. SmackDown will have a live second screen experience announced for this Tuesday exclusively on the WWE Network, as well as a live SmackDown pre-show at 7, 6 Central across all digital platforms. And they're going to be watching that because you're going to be with AA in the rant. So ain't nobody watching that.
I think I'll be watching SmackDown live. I'm sorry, but that's a whole new ball game.
But Double H's on the pre-show, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he starts at 7:30.
Yeah.
If anything, people could just listen to the podcast while watching SmackDown.
Yep.
Nah, I want to listen because shit's going to go down on freaking Tuesday night.
That's why you have one earbud out.
The question is, how are they going to do it? Are they going to do the lottery picks, or are they just going to have them come out, okay, I pick you, I pick you, I pick you?
They're probably
ain't no Pokemon shit.
Everybody's playing Pokemon Go, so what do you expect? Go ahead.
I think they're gonna be like it's gonna be like they did the old draft style.
Yeah,
you know they're gonna flip a coin. Who goes first?
The first one or the second one? Because the second draft they did it lottery style.
I think it's just going to be we're going to pick people.
Right. They're going to just going to do picks, kind of like the NFL draft.
Yeah.
It's not going to be randomized.
No. Mm-mm.
I love the surprise of the lottery though. That's
what I'm talking about. That's the best way to do it. If you're going to do it like that, you might as well put them in the lottery.
I don't know because how many lotteries have you seen be tainted? How many lotteries you seen that got that cold envelope in a hamper? And when you try to turn it up, no matter what you do, you still get the same cold envelope. And somebody who is at the latest odds, get the number one pick. How many times have you seen that? Three times? Over the past decade?
It'll be like number one pick, only Larkin the Monday Night Raw.
And it's like the team made the playoffs and they get a number one pick? Oh, wait.
Yep.
You know, so...
Just let them do it.
Yeah, let's let them pick.
So, is this going to be all draft? Are they going to have matches? Are they going to have matches?
I have no idea.
No idea, no.
Decide who gets to pick.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you want to do it the best way, just do the draft picks, but then in between it, just have matches here and there, I guess.
You know what?
Mix it up a little bit.
Here's an idea. Do both. Have a match. Whatever brand wins that, the general manager can pick whatever person he wants.
Again, if nobody's on a team, how do you have a brand wrestling in the ring?
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like having in between matches.
Better idea. Have them pick a couple, and then have the matches, and then decide who gets to pick more.
Yeah, let's have a pick to see who gets the shittiest people. let's let Rollins and Ambrose fight to see who fucking gets
Eva Marie
Job Squad.
What do you guys think about Moose signing over in TNA?
He had no choice.
Yeah.
I'll say this one thing, and I said it comment on the post. The one thing I'm happiest about is that he got to keep his music. Because I heard his music, and I'm like, yes.
But Scott, I think you brought it up, I think last week, that
yeah,
Go ahead.
If all this shit didn't go down with Adam Rose and Jerry Lawler with the domestic violence, he'd have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Back in 09, he freaking threw his wife down a flight of stairs.
Yep.
You know, and they don't want, you know, with all the domestic violence issues they've been having, they didn't want to sign him.
Right.
And yeah, on the other hand, you turn around and say, that shit is 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know, that's like fucking penalizing, you know, Will, you can't do a podcast because you smoked weed when you were 18.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying, you know. Don't worry, I've been right there with you, bro.
What's up, man?
Y'all do a podcast. Both of y'all out there.
But, yeah.
I'm disappointed. I wanted to see moves.
Like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to disappoint you.
No, I'm talking about Moose. I'm disappointed because it's like, I wish that he could show up on something I actually watch, but at the end of the day, it's a business. He can do, he's a big boy. He can do what he wants.
But my boy Phil said it perfect last night. Half the country ain't got Dirty Pop.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. That's where the issue comes in. That's a lot of people that won't get to see him wrestle now.
Not only they can't see him wrestle, they can't watch Dynasty, they can't watch Falcon Crest, nothing like that.
Now, here's a question.
They can watch Dot Landing.
Moose's contract says he is signed for 2 years and up to 110 dates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean that, like, each TV taping is a date?
I would assume so.
Every time he appears on TV, that's a wrestling date? Or is it just because, you know, we could tape you in three matches in one night, but that's only one date?
Right.
Because the way
I look at it, if he did one show a week for 2 years, it's only 104 shows. So he has to be able to double up, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I would say each time they tape him for TV and pay-per-views, that's a date.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I just hope they're able to give him a check. You know, actually pay
that,
him.
You see how big that boy is? He's the first one to get a fucking check.
All I'm saying is, I feel bad for the person who has to go Moose. We ain't got your money. Fuck you, mean you ain't got my money. You know why I am?
He go down to Dixie's office, kicking down the door. Bitch, where's my money?
Exactly. Yeah,
the worst part about it is you gonna hear his music start going like, oh shit, his money. He coming.
What'd you say, yeah. Scott?
It'll be like, yo, who's at the door? Moose.
Moose.
Moose. Oh my God.
The only bad thing about that is Vader's not with him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Vader. That, I thought you said Vader.
Nah,
what?
Vader. That's Lee's girl. That's Lee's girl. Lee still loves her. Lee loves Vader Scott. He loves Vader Scott.
She got a whole body, though.
Okay, you know who has a body? And that's fucking Taylor Hendricks.
From the waist up.
Damn.
When you're looking at her from the front, yeah.
From the waist up, from the front.
And then you get to the back and it's just like, oh, that's it.
And then Mandy Leon?
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes. You got fucking Daniel Bryan on the podcast.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I thought Ho Ho Loon from Cruiserweight Classic has a good body.
That's what you're into?
Yes.
He said yes.
Yes. I like me some Asians.
Hey, Will. Right back.
Hey, Will.
Hmm?
Dollhouse.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go. Ryback was in the news this week saying he's writing a motivational book. Hey, you gonna motivate? How the hell you gonna motivate somebody? You ain't even working.
Here's how to quit your job.
I don't see the point. How I don't see the point, surfer?
You know how to write.
That's about it.
What, A comes before B and B comes before C? Yeah, okay.
Most of it will be pictures.
Yeah, but he still thinks the letter M comes after C.
I was waiting for the CM Punk joke. How can you motivate somebody when you got screwed by a referee? Or it was going to be something about CM Punk. I knew one of them was coming. I didn't know which one it was going to be.
You know, I do have one concern about the draft. And my concern, in all seriousness, is how you do some of these tag teams. And, you know,
they break shit up, I'm flipping.
Because the thing that makes me mad, there's some teams I don't want to see broke up. I don't want to see American Alpha get broke up.
No, there's only one tag team that I could care less if it gets broken up, and that's the Lucha Dragons.
Right.
Are the guys from NXT going to be in the draft? That's the question.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to be in it. Mm-hmm. They're in it, too. Mm-hmm. Guys and gals.
It's free game.
Guys and gals.
I mean, shoot me. I think I heard somewhere Balor's supposed to show up on the draft.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for the past couple months.
They were saying that for last month.
But the thing about it, though.
I see it.
When I heard about it, it wasn't Fowler saying it. That's the thing.
But the thing about it, with that match with Nakamura, that'd be the perfect way to bring him up.
Yeah, because I mean,
Nakamura's fighting Joe.
Ooh.
Yes.
I went over the card last night for the fucking Takeover Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the proposed card is Nakamura versus Joe. Mm-hmm. Alphas versus Authors of Pain. Bailey and Oscar again.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Aries versus the freaking bearded Dominican. No Way Jose.
Right.
Bobby Roode versus the other friggin' the fedora wearing Mexican. La Sombra. And then Gargano and Ciampa versus the Revival.
Okay.
You want to talk about a match that's just going to be seriously no flips, just fists?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're going to just fucking beat the living shit out of each other.
That's seriously going to be like Zayn and Nakamura, to where you hear everything.
Yeah, that's going to be like
Joe Nakamura? Yeah.
And from what Big Tone was saying earlier, WWE sends cease and desist letters to the indie to try to stop promotions from using picks of former WWE talent to promote their shows.
No, they sent a cease and desist letter to Cody Rhodes to stop using the Rhodes name.
No, they did that with the indies, too. To try to stop using it.
But yeah, what do you think about the one for Cody Rhodes, though?
Stupid.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
The dude's been known. No.
He's been known as Cody Rhodes.
Because they do, you know, he's like real, you know, somebody on the one of the forums the other day on the thread, and I think on the Rampage, said, really? I thought the fucking stage name was Runnels.
No.
You know, thought Rhodes was really that last name.
Man. WWE is stupid. If they think they're going to win that, no.
Well, technically, it's not his name, and they do own the rights.
But I don't think they would win it, though.
But, I mean, good, heavens forbid he can't do, like, something... Heavens the unofficial book.
Heavens to Megatron.
The unofficial book of Virgil Runnels or something like that.
Right.
Something like that. It's his dad!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's family ties involved. That's what I'm saying. They're not going
to... I like Cody's response.
Yeah.
His response was, he was there for my first breath, I was there for his last. Ain't no piece of paper ever taking his name away from me.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. They won't win it. Just based on that alone.
Yep.
So...
there's so much history with that name that goes beyond WWE.
Yeah.
It's bigger than WWE, too.
Really?
The words out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, man.
Sometimes Vince is just straight fucking tripping.
Not even thinking. The true implications of the matter. Last thing I want to go over. want to say a quick goodbye to Tim Duncan. He retires after 19 years. San Antonio Spurs, great, man. I'm going to miss you, Tim. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. Just a best San Antonio Spurs grade, but all around, he was just Mr. Fundamental. He was the king of basketball for the last 15, 20 years.
Tim Duncan's the biggest looking nerd in the history of sports.
Mind your business.
So go disrespectful. So disrespectful.
I'm not saying he wasn't great. Of course he was great. He still looked like a nerd.
That's just disrespectful. How can you say that about the greatest power forward ever, man?
Ain't nobody paying attention to that, though, sir. So we ain't talking about what he looked like.
Surfer, you have a comic book show. Where are you to come from to say shit?
I feel like Greg calling a motherfucker gay. But he looked gay.
Oh, how you gonna do that, man? He's the greatest power forward of all time.
True. That is very true.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Just so disrespectful for you to say something like that.
You still look like a nerd.
Just so disrespectful for you to say something like that.
Man, come on.
Go to bed, surfer. Go to bed now. Life, surfer.
Can you imagine?
You
got to
get up early for your podcast. There's
no one on this call can tell me what to do.
Can you imagine? Look at 19, one team.
That's crazy to be
honest. One team.
19 years. The same group as all again.
And the only, I think, maybe 2-3 years of his career, he wasn't a major star because he had David Robinson there. But other than that,
He ran the show.
Yeah, don't forget, when he first came up, he was with Vinny Del Negro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vinny D's a coach. David Robinson out here in San Antonio was like a little bitch. And
not to jump in, Scott, I don't know if you were listening earlier.
No,
you hear Rage. I don't know if you had heard the news. Rage wanted to get in a cage with me.
In a cage?
Yes, but keep in mind, Scott. He wanted the guy who's never had an MMA fight wanted to get into the cage with the guy who's
all Rage does is run his mouth and say shit he can't back up. So
all I'm saying is, like I said earlier, for anybody who was listening, if I could, I would gladly give him the lesson I've given so many. But physically, I can't do it anymore. There's not enough there to gain for me to put my body at risk again. Because like I said, all it takes is one mistake on my part, and my knee is shot.
We're talking about Rage. He would go down 2 seconds.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Be honest, Rage got so much pent up anger, I'd be afraid.
See, but the thing about it is, all I gotta do is just weather the early storm, because the thing about it is, it takes a lot more endurance than most people really know. Like, fighters, we get tired a lot quicker than actually people really understand. It's just that a lot of us, we know how to hide it really easy. Like, those 5 minutes go by slow.
Oh, I know.
They really do.
All right, Dustin, it's that time, man. It's that time to see if you can do a better job than that certain host on Tuesday nights.
Okay, I'm going to try not to be funny about it. I'm actually trying to concentrate tonight. So this has been the Wrestling Call-In Show with myself, Big Tone, William Morgan, and the other band of Misfits who have joined us. Join us live tomorrow at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading comic book show, Sundays. It will be the man himself, Silver Surfer, and his partner in crime, Mr. Jordan Cobb. Then, Mondays, 11:30, live after Monday Night Raw, Talk Brunch with Rick Dara, Mick Wrestling, and Padawan Jen. They will talk everything in the world of wrestling, video games, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, you name it, talk about it. Then on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. live, it's The Rant with Tony C. Actually, that's dark at 7:30. My mistake. It will be the rant with Tony C and Double A. They'll talk everything going on Monday Night Raw. They might make fun of the TNA, and they'll be talking about this the whole summer of the NWO. Wednesday, 8 p.m., it is the newest show on Rant EM Radio, Thumbstick Ninjas with Rob Domingo and the crew. Thursdays, live at 8. Actually, live at, wait, correct that. Live at 9. It is
not live at all.
It's not even live. Oh, my God.
That's a canned show.
Yeah, it's a tape show.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I learned something new today. Thursdays at 9 p.m., it is Rant and Wrestling with Mofo Magic, Pootie, and Doomsday. They'll talk everything in the indies from ROH to even CZW. Then, Thursdays live at, well, actually Fridays live at 9 p.m. is the Wrestling Call-In Show with the Impact player Phil Rhea and our very good friend,
Turnbuckle Throwbacks, man.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Jesus Christ. I'm going to get this down eventually, I swear to you guys. But Turnbuckle Throwback on Friday with the Impact player Phil Rhea and Scott. Then join us back here for the Wrestling Call-In Show at 11 p.m. with myself, Will Morgan, and Big Tone.
Don't forget. And this week, you miss Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, I'm about to say that. You make Freaks and Geeks, every Tuesdays at 11 p.m. with Lee Champion and a certain someone named Rage.
Oh, yeah.
And he's only got five shows left.
And he's got five shows left, so you guys need to be there for each and every one of those.
And this week we'll be doing the Comic-Con coverage.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So, sir, let me ask you this. Are you taping Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Or is it going to be live those days?
They're going to be live.
Okay.
What time are you doing Friday night? 8 to 9?
No, after y'all done.
Oh, at 11? Okay. Well, I don't know what time we're going off because we're doing the draft this week. We're doing the... Will you be calling in?
No, am I coming to... No.
Yeah, if you guys want in on the fantasy wrestling draft, probably just, you're going to have to call in.
That's this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to do it 2 weeks ago on the anniversary, but we put it off to do a whole draft special with the, which is why I have to watch SmackDown instead of listening to the Raw, because we're going to break down the draft and everything.
Right.
So you're going to break down the draft and then do the fantasy draft?
And then we're going to have a fantasy draft for our fantasy wrestling league.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll be there.
Okay. I wouldn't mind joining in on that.
I got to be there.
I'm not... Greg, I'm not trying to, you know, it's open up to the host first, the host of the show.
Okay, no problem.
And then if there's room left, we'll open it up for other people.
Right.
And then when it opens up for other people, if we do it, it's probably going to be first come, first serve. So if we say there's three spots and Squires and, you know, two other people jump in, you got to be quick on it, you know what I'm saying?
That's no problem.
Right. Can I got to watch it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one last ticket going on sale.
Yes. Yep.
You're
not going to San Diego, no.
He couldn't get a Megabus ticket cheap enough.
I'll call Nixon and see if he's going to go. I'll call Chris and see if he's going.
Nixon that said he was going. He's going to try and hook me and Phil up with the Shockmaster special figure.
Scott,
okay.
The bus does not travel cross country.
It don't?
No.
Man. Aw, man.
Amtrak.
Yeah,
the Megatrain.
Just like the Megabus, except it's a train.
The way the Megabus works, it runs out of a city to cities that are close by. It does not travel across the country.
Well, you can hook up. I get like maybe like six or seven of them going, and they get over.
Like a van belt.
Yeah. they jump on one from like Philly to St. Louis, and then like Kansas City, then to like Colorado, and then over to Reno, and then over to San Diego.
Okay, I'm gonna be in Philly on Saturday.
That's hilarious.
It is never surfer going cross country playing Connect the Megabus.
You fools. It is not worth taking the bus across country. It takes 4 days to get across country.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, it just didn't say, you fool.
Listen, you're better off taking a flight because you're going to end up spending your money on food anyway.
Oh, God.
Not if you bring your own food.
The chicken spread, boy. I'm telling you.
Wait. Who's going to bring? Who's going to bring 4 days worth of food?
That's you what, you
chicken
would.
Chicken spread.
You would.
You can get chicken, one can of roast beef.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh man, drop. Oh my lord.
Oh man.
Good time.
I actually went to take a second. Sorry about the plugs tonight. I've just been watching the chat room and Java Junkie has been on fire.
Oh man.
I've had me distracted. Oh my god. I swear to God, I think you guys are looking in the chat room. Java is out of control.
Oh, yeah, he is going off.
Yeah, he's been doing it all day.
He's been doing it all.
He's been concentrating doing the plug. Oh, my God.
Oh, gotta get better, dude. But you're getting there, man. You're getting there. You know, just gotta keep working at it. Just gotta keep working at it. If you're gonna be better,
it's only what, my second time plugging the shows on here. So.
If you're gonna get better, you know, keep you going.
Just keep practicing during the week. Just like go up to random people, and be like, "Yo, 11 o'clock on Tuesday."
You know what the sad part about it is? You know what the sad part about it is? You know what the sad part is? Scott, that's not a half bad idea because I got friends who know I do this podcast, so I might just walk up to them and practice real quick.
You are wrong. If you think it takes 2 days to get across country, it takes four.
If someone drive, you can drive straight. If you got enough people driving, like two or three people rotating, it can take you 2 days easily.
Yeah, I'll
get it. It takes 8 hours just to get across Pennsylvania.
Well, and then it takes about an hour to get across Cleveland.
Another six to get across Ohio. All
right, I'm going to Google Map this shit.
Why you Google Map?
Google Map, let's pull it up.
Why you Google Map? Go ahead and Google Map. Why you Google Map?
Plus, you're taking a bus. There is no connection that's immediate. So you're sitting around for a couple hours between buses.
That's not true.
It is. Okay.
Okay.
I see no one wants to listen to me, so fuck y'all.
Surfer's just gonna walk away from this. This is why Surfer probably doesn't have any gray hairs. He knows when to just stop arguing.
Alright, if you.
No, that's what you mean.
It takes.
Have you heard Surfer argue before?
Surfer, I typed in two ways to go. I typed in, New York City to San Diego. 40 hours, one route, 41 the next. That's driving.
That's doable.
And like I said, if you got a few people in the car, rotating shifts, that's straight through in 2 days, day and a half. And remember, this is doing 55. I'm hitting 70, 80. So I'll probably be there in
38
hours.
Yo, I'm not playing. This is a fucking cannonball run, bitches.
No, it's not as painful as it is.
Maybe in a car, it's driving straight through. You can get across country quicker. On the bus, you can.
Oh yeah, on the bus, no, because they have governors that only allow them to go like 55. They hit those, they hit the Rocky Mountains. They're going like 20 uphill.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
screw that shit.
Yeah,
and you have layovers between bus stops.
You do. You
got more layovers than a freaking whorehouse.
And then. I went to college in Ohio, so I had to ride the bus back and forth.
What? Where you go to college, Surfer?
It's not even worth mentioning.
Where you go to college?
You an Ohio State Buckeye?
No, I didn't go to Ohio State. But one of the buses I used to catch coming back was the bus from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be people on there that was on that bus for 3 or 4 days, and they were right.
Where you go? University of Cal Stevenson? Where'd you go?
No.
Miami of Ohio?
He's a Toledo mud hen. Leave him alone.
Toledo mud hen.
He went to the U. The wrong Miami. Got the U and the O. I went to the wrong one. No.
If I was going to the wrong Miami, I could have went to the one in Pennsylvania.
Miami in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, this is Miami in Pennsylvania.
It is?
Yes.
No comment.
Geography on the Wrestling Calling Show. Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of colleges have campuses in other states.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
University.
I didn't know that, Trevor. All right. We got some wrestling talk in, some serious wrestling talk. Had some fun, good times. Anybody got anything you want to say before we get out for the night? Java Junkie.
I think that's all that needs to be said.
Java Junkie, you need to calm down, dude. It ain't that serious, man.
Nah, it's all good.
It's just calm down. It's all right, man. Just bring it down a notch, you know?
I mean, Java is turning up.
Just calm down, dude.
God.
Wow. Good Lord.
Hold on. Everybody stop. You just called me Durton. Sorry, my name is not Durton. Okay.
Durton.
I don't know what a Durton is.
Durton.
Fucking
Durton. Durton is like Zartan and Dustin had a baby.
And the best part about it is I love how he tries to tell me in the chat, oh yeah, you did nothing wrong, Java, don't lie to me. Okay. Java, don't you lie to me.
Nobody, thank you for being here, man. I do appreciate it. I've been wondering where you've been at, Nobody. Appreciate you being here, Nobody. Java Junkie, appreciate
since he's been around.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Java Junkie, appreciate you as always, showing your patronage for the show. Just calm it down just a little bit, dude, and we'll be all right, man. We'll be all right. We'll get through it together, I promise.
Do it. You just gotta believe.
You gotta believe, man. It's all right, dude. You will make
so
it.
So glad nobody said Bo leave. I'm so glad. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Be like Parappa the Rapper, and you gotta believe.
I have a last word.
I love Parappa the Rapper. He was the Jake, man.
I got a last word to say.
Sure, go ahead, man.
Rage, you're not going to get anybody to respond to you when your Twitter says asshole on the top of it.
I want Phil to call in and just say one thing. This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, man.
That's all I need, and I'll be straight for the night. Hey, Dustin, real quick, anything else you want to say to Rage before we roll out, man?
Rage, you don't want that fight, dog. You don't want to do it. Because, you know why? Because at the end of the day, Phil don't want that fight. You don't want that fight. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
All right.
Like, what did Buford T. Justice say in Smoking the Fat? Think about it. But don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh my god.
Taking that shit back old school with the movie references tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's amazing. I just watched that. That movie was awesome.
I love that movie.
Oh my goodness, man. Hey, I just want to say thank y'all for being here. Everybody in the chat room, thank y'all for being here. Thank you for all the call. Thank you, all you callers, for calling in. I appreciate it. Dusty has his last Lucha segment to discuss next week, so don't miss that.
I was going to say last one for the season, but next week, because I do plan on keeping the segment alive, next week I'll have an idea how I'm going to do it, because I got a couple of ideas, so. But definitely next week is the final 2-hour episode of Ultima Lucha.
All right. For everybody, myself, for Scott, Big Tone, for Dustin, for Greg, Oh my goodness, for Surfer. Big call tonight. Big call tonight. For Nature Boy, who called in earlier. Man.
For nobody in the chat.
Nobody. I'm going to try one more time. I can't do it lightly, but I'm going to try one more time. Nobody. Yeah, I suck.
Yeah, that was about as close as you get.
Yeah, I suck. But we'll get Lee to do it next week.
All right. All right. You better get a drop week on that shit before it goes away.
I know. Got to get that drop, man.
We need to get one. Yeah. We need to get one for him and Mark E. Esselo.
Double A the rant.
Double A the rant.
see that one's a little easier. But it's just nobody at Matt E. Echelon. Can't just
Matt E. Echelon. Yeah, I can't. I suck. Oh, I suck. But anyway,
sorry, no, okay, I don't know what happened at the end.
I suck. But it's okay. I tried.
It's amazing that Tony hasn't shown up, because you know, with the last 2 weeks, we don't have a habit of us about to close out the show, and then here come Tony strolling in.
Well, we really ain't talk about no Samoans, so.
Yeah, true.
You know, other than Roman for a little bit, we didn't really talk about no Samoans.
Oh, you didn't talk about Sean Maluta?
No, we did, actually.
Okay, so now we better shut the fuck up or he show up.
Yeah, this car. I mean,
hey, we'll be here till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Y'all ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. Y'all,
I haven't talked to Tony C in like 2 weeks.
Oh man. Oh man.
Let me text him and tell him to call.
Hurry up, Will. Hang up, Will. Hurry up.
All right, guys. Thank y'all for being here. I'll see y'all again next week, same time, same channel. 11 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, Rant Ian Radio. You guys take care.